Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jabraja Janarandhana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi jana balabha girivaradhari Gopi jana balabha girivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Vishnu Padparamahamsa Parivrigacharya Astatara Satasi Srimadas Divine Grace Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Samveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gorpe Manandi All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We're going to read text 39 and 40 from Canto 5, Chapter 1. About Maharaj Privrata. Tasya Hava Ete Shloka Priyavrata Kritam Karma Konu Kuryat Vineshvaram Yonemi Nimnair Akaroch Chayam Gna Sapta Varidin Priyavrata Kritam Karma Konu Kuryat Vineshvaram Yonemi Nimnair Akaroch Chayam Gna Sapta Vardin Priyavrata Priyavrata kritam karma ko no kuryat vaneesharam Karma. Tasya his ha va certainly ete all these shlokaha verses Priyavrata by King Priyavrata kritam done karma activities kaha who no then kuryat can execute vina without isharam the supreme personality of Godhead yaha one who nemi of the rim of the wheels of his chariot nimnai by the depressions akarot made chayam darkness gna dissipating sapta seven vadadin oceans. Translation, there are many famous verses regarding Maharaj Priyavrata's activities, such as, quote, no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can do what Maharaj Priyavrata has done. Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night. And with the rims of his great chariot, he excavated seven oceans. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are many excellent verses famous all over the world concerning the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. He is so celebrated that his activities are compared to those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes a sincere servant and devotee of the Lord is also called Bhagavan. Sri Narada is called Bhagavan, and Lord Shiva and Vyasadeva are also sometimes called Bhagavan. This designation, Bhagavan, is sometimes conferred upon a pure devotee by the grace of the Lord so that he will be very highly esteemed Maharaj Priyavrata was such a devotee. And text 40. Translation. Quote, this is another one of the shlokas that are famous for glorifying Maharaj Priyavrata's activities. Quote, to stop the quarreling among different peoples, Maharaj Priyavrata marked boundaries at rivers and at the edges of mountains and forests so that no one would trespass upon another's property, unquote. Purport. The example set by Maharaj Priyavrata in marking off different states is still followed. As indicated here, different classes of men are destined to live in different areas, and therefore the boundaries of various tracts of land, which are described here as islands, should be defined by different rivers, forests, and hills. This is also mentioned in relation to Maharaj Prithu, who was born from the dead body of his father by the manipulation of great sages. Maharaj Prithu's father was very sinful, and therefore a black man called Nishada was first born from his dead body. The Nishada race was given a place in the forest because by nature they are thieves and rogues. As animals are given places in various forests and hills, men who are like animals are also destined to live there. One cannot be promoted to civilized life unless one comes to Krishna consciousness. For by nature, one is destined to live in a particular situation according to one's karma and association with the modes of nature. If men want to live in harmony and peace, they must take to Krishna consciousness, for they cannot achieve the highest standard while absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Maharaj Priyavrata divided the surface of the globe into different islands so that each class of men would live peacefully and not clash with the others. The modern idea of nationhood has gradually developed from the divisions made by Maharaj Priyavrata. So this section of the Bhagavatam is describing the activities of the firstborn son of Swayambhuva Manu. Previously principally Devahuti, but also other daughters of Swayambhuva Manu, their lives have been described. And Uttanapada, another son of Swayambhuva Manu, his life and his son. So now this section is Priyavrata. And it's just interesting to note, although he's honored in these slokas that Shukadeva Swami is presenting, or Vyasadeva is writing, in such a manner that he's as glorious as the personality of Godhead, or specifically the verse is saying that no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can do what he has done. So the details are absent as glorious as is being presented here. It's described by Jiva Goswami, I forget the number of verses, but as our Srimad Bhagavatam here in this realm is 18,000 verses, there's a Srimad Bhagavatam in the heavenly realm that's a gigantic number, I can't remember, of verses. And maybe in that section, the description is there of what Priyavrata's activities were.
But here it's just mentioning. He dissipated the darkness of the night. Doesn't say how he did it. Just that's like effulgent like the sun. And with the rims of his great chariot, he excavated seven great oceans. The seven oceans. No description. I don't know any detail because it's not presented, but not to say there wasn't water or there wasn't bodies of water before he was the king, but specifically that was the service that he did. That's all we hear. And he, in a very creative way, just drove his chariot around all over the place. Made depressions, must have been a big chariot because the ocean is pretty deep. And with the rims, Nemi, as in Naimi, of the Nemi. So the Naimi Sharanya is the hub of the universe, or where the universe spins. The axis of that of the universe is through Naimi Sharanya. So anyway, with the rims, he made depressions. Nimnayar. And the only comment Prabhupada made about what he did and how he did it, he just comments that he's not specifically in the language of he is Bhagavan, but Ishvaram. Ko nu kuryat vineshwaram, vina ishwaram, without being like the Supreme Personality of God at Ishvara. I remember very clearly hearing Prabhupada say with strong emphasis that Bhagavan is reserved for the Personality of Godhead. It's not, one should not address another as Bhagavan, meaning, a common, like his expression that a mother that has a son who's blind, out of affection she may call her son Padmalochan, lotus-eyed, although he's blind, because of her affection. And because of delusion, some persons may call someone God or Bhagavan. There's one infamous Bhagavan that was floating around for a while until he got put in jail. And so he would, Prabhupada spoke, I remember very clearly because it was very strongly stated, only that the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be given that address. But here also in the first canto where Nard is similarly addressed, Bhagavan, because of his intimate connection with the Personality of Godhead, his Nard is being described by Vyas that you're practically the super soul, because your relationship with the Personality of Godhead is so intimate. As he is omniscient, your relationship with him is so intimate that you're practically omniscient. But of course he's not Bhagavan. He's not omniscient. But Narada was pretty good about knowing what's going on all over the place. Like Super Soul knows what's going on all over the place. And he would not only know what's going on, but he would zoom, 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 show up and then say the right thing, do the right thing, and make people pure devotees. Bhagavan, an empowered, especially empowered person. So that's not, anyway, it's like Shaktivesh kind of a personality, but here it's not, Narada certainly is a Shaktivesh. Narada is a Shaktivesh avatar. Priyavrata is, let's say, in the caliber, like Narada or also mentioned as Prithu, another Shaktyavesh avatar. So we should understand, Prabhupada wants us to understand through this indication of the purport. It doesn't say Bhagavan in the verse, but he is like, no one but the personality of Godhead can do what he did, so that means he's specially empowered. And then, Bhu samsthanam kritam yena. Bhu samsthanam kritam yena. This Bhu mandala, the earth planet, the earthly region, had a situation, samsthanam. And that was, even before the Kali Yuga began, people were poaching or quarreling or, you know, us and them issues. So, as king, he made demarcations. He marked boundaries. Doesn't say how he marked, maybe he used the rims of his chariot again. But he marked boundaries, and by natural arrangements, rivers, mountains, forest lines. So there's a field, and then there's a forest, and so there's a demarcation, natural demarcation. The purpose of which was to prevent people from unnecessarily quarreling. Okay, you have this place to live peacefully. You have. But this is, of course, when people would live under the codes of Dharma. And fast forward into Kali Yuga, people don't even know what Dharma is, what to speak of following. And therefore, the language that Prabhupada is using here is the modern idea of nationhood has gradually developed from the divisions made by Maharaj Priyavrata. And those that have heard Srila Prabhupada speaking about nationalism, know how much he was not fond of nationalism. Very seriously criticized nationalism in a variety of ways, one of them being, you'll never find this mentioned in the Vedas. Another being, if people can understand